Coaches, I thought it'd be a good chance, a good opportunity in this episode of Culture Builders to go over my quarantine reading, the books I've been reading over the last 6 weeks during this quarantine. And I'm sure a lot of us have picked up some books, listened to podcasts, watch some good documentaries, whatever it is. But here's my six, and I'd love to hear from you on Twitter to hear what you're reading during your quarantine. And during my quarantine reading, I haven't just read books that tie specifically to coaching, but have tried to broaden my horizons in some way. So maybe one of these titles will pique your interest and cause you to maybe check them out a little bit. So the first one is a coaching book, and it is, I think, one of the best books out there for coaches. It's a must read, a must purchase, and read it more than once. I'm going through it a second time, and it is so good. And it is Every Moment Matters by John O'Sullivan. Pick that one up. It's going to challenge your way of what you think of why you coach, how you coach, and give you just a ton of tools and resources just to grow yourself. The next one I read was a book, for those of you that come from a faith background, Dangerous Prayers by Craig Groeschel. It's been a great read. Little small book, nice quick read, but very convicting, very helpful, especially in this time where we're stuck at home and everything's kind of up in the air. Next one is called Do Nothing by Celeste Headlee. And I'm listening to this on audiobook, and it is a book just talk about how basically it's given me just the idea of just that helped me to have permission just to stop and not feel like I need to go during this quarantine time, and to let myself slow down and maybe try some different things, and not just to keep pushing. But it talks about the history of just work and overwork, and anyways, really interesting read. Check it out. The next one is called The Decadent Society by Ross Douthat, and it's just talking about over the last 30 to 40 to 50 years, just basically how our society has gone from creating stuff, and I don't know, I'm not too far into it, but just the political climate and everything, to maybe we're not being as creative as we actually think we are right now, and we're regurgitating a lot of things. And so found it really interesting, just kind of like a critique on our culture, our current culture at this moment. One that I'm really enjoying, if you like Mark Manson, he's put out a couple other books that, a little controversial, but really good messages in them. His latest one is called Love Is Not Enough. And it's, I found it talks a lot about relationships, but some really great advice, some great tips, just I think that you can actually use to connect with your teams in some ways. And then the last one, another faith book, When God Doesn't Make Sense, by Larry Crabb. And this book has rocked my world. I highly recommend it to you if you're a person of faith, or even if you're not and God doesn't make sense. It's a great read. It's challenged my thinking of the scriptures and reinforced a lot of things I believe as well. So those are six I'm reading, coaches. That's my quarantine reading. That was Culture Builders 201. Would love to hear back from you if, I'd love to hear what you're reading. And let me know if one of these books piques your interest. Reach out, let's chat. Love to connect.